非常抱歉，我是这样跟你们讲道。
I can apologize for having to sit up here.
你们不习惯，我也不习惯。
You're not used to this, and neither am I.
这次我们一起要来思想一个主题，就是穿上新人。
Our topic for the retreat is putting on the new man.
这是出自于以弗所书的圣经。
And that term is from Ephesians.
那我们这次有两位讲员。
And there will be two speakers during this retreat.
陈弟兄呢，他会着重在这个新人表现在家庭的生活这一方面。
Brother Chen will be speaking on how this new man is manifested in your family lives.
那我呢，就会讲到这个新人表现在教会的生活方面。
And I want to speak on how the new man will be manifested in your church life.
有回音。我这样讲，后面听得见吗？
Can you hear from the back?
可以哈，好。那我第一个晚上呢，我想跟大家一起来思想，因为讲到新人，那一定相反就有旧人。
So on this first evening, I want to talk about if we are to have this new man, there must have been an old man.
所以我今天晚上，第一个题目呢，就是讲到神是怎么造人的。
So I want to talk about how God created men.
那么这里面就牵涉到一个生命的问题。
Which brings us to the topic of life.
所以我第一个晚上我就要跟弟兄姊妹来看，在圣经中讲到这个生命是怎么一回事。
So I want to talk about how the Bible looks at life.
我们来读几处的圣经。
So we'll read a few scriptures.
先我们打开以弗所书。
First, let's turn to Ephesians.
我们读第二章。
Chapter 2.
我们要从第一节看到第五节。
From verse 1 to 5.
我跟Vicky 两个人轮流一个，我用中文读一节，他用英文读下一节。
So we'll take turns reading from the pulpit, one verse in English, one verse in Chinese.
第二章第一节，你们死在过犯罪恶之中，他叫你们活过来。
Ephesians chapter 2, verse 2, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the rulers of the kingdom of the air, the spirit which is now at work in those who are disobedient.
我们从前也都是也都在他们中间放纵肉体的私欲，随着肉体和心中所喜好的去行，本为可怒之子，和别人一样。
But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy,
当我们死在过犯中的时候，便叫我们与基督一同活过来。我是不是 ？Yeah, I think I'm right. 第五一到五节。
Verse 1 to 5.
然后我们再往下，从十八节。
And then we'll look from verse 18.
到二十二节。
To 22.
十八到二十二。这样，你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Verse 20, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone.
各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿。
And in him, you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
我们刚刚读的这两处的圣经，一个是在第二章的开始，一个是在第二章的结尾。
The two passages we just read, one is in the beginning of chapter 2, one is in the end of chapter 2.
前面几节让我们看见我们从前没有信主是怎么一回事。
The earlier verses showed us what we were like before we were believers.
然后后来我们得救了，主又怎么样恩待我们？
And then after we were saved, how God treated us.
因为他给了我们一个生命。
He gave us a new life.
然后这章的十八节以后到结束呢，他就让我们看到神给我们这个新的生命之后有一个目的的。
And these last few verses we read talked about God's purpose for us after He's given us a new life.
他说我们不再做外人，乃是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人。
That we're no longer foreigners and aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people.
所以在这个地方，你要看见神给了我们生命之后，我们有一个目的在神的计划里面。
So in God's plan, after He's given us His life, He has a purpose for us.
所以今天晚上呢，我就从先来看到这个生命信主之前与信主之后，他生命是怎么一回事。
So we'll first look at this life, the life before you believed in Jesus and the life after you believed in Jesus.
因为你会发现，我下面要带大家读圣经的时候，你要看见圣经用这个生命这个字，在中文圣经的时候，你看起来都是一样，是生命。但是实际在它的希腊文原文的时候，它是两个不一样的字。
So in the following verses that we are going to read, you'll see that in Chinese the word life is translated as the same word, but in the original meanings, this word has different meanings.
对，它是两个不一样的字。
Actually, two different words.
对，那我们一个来看。
So we'll look at these.
我们先来看的是这个第四，同样这本书第四章。
Still in Ephesians chapter 4.
我们要读的是第十七、十八两节。
Verses 17 and 18.
也是让他一个对照，旧人跟新人之间的对照。
Here also is a comparison between the old person and the new person.
我念十七，我们 Vicky 念十八哈。所以我说，且在主里确实的说，你们行事不要再向外邦人存虚妄的心行事。
Verse 18. They are darkened in their understanding and separated from the life of God because of the ignorance that is in them due to the hardening of their hearts.
好，在这里你看到有一个字，就是十八节的中间，与神所赐的生命隔绝了。
Here in the beginning of verse 18 says we have been separated from the life of God.
那么这个时候，你看到这个生命这个字，在原文是 Zoe 这个字。
So this word this life in the original meaning it reads Zoe.
那他特别讲到这个 Zoe 这个 life 是跟神的生命在一起的。
This Zoe means life that has to do with God.
对。那下面我们多看几处跟这个字有关系的。
So we'll read a few other places that has to do with this particular word.
我们读约翰福音第一章。
Gospel of John chapter 1.
我们要读的是第四节。
Verse 4.
约翰福音第一章第四节，生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
John chapter 1 verse 4. In him was life, and that life was the light of men.
所以在这个地方你看到同样这个字生命，它那个希腊文就是这个 Zoe 这个字。
And here this word life in the original Greek meaning was Zoe.
特别你看到这个生命跟谁有关系呢？跟耶稣有关系。
And this life is connected to Jesus.
生命在他里头。
In him was life.
然后这生命是人的光。
And that life was the light of men.
好，那我们就看另外一个字。
Let's look at this other word.
那我们先看的是 旧约的故事我们很熟悉的创世纪第一章第二创世纪第二章对不起
We're very familiar with the story in the Old Testament Genesis chapter 2
对创世纪的第二章我们要读的是第七节
We'll read verse 7
念到第九节
From 7 to 9
对耶和华神用地上的尘土造人将生气吹在他的鼻孔里他就成了有灵的活人名叫亚当
Verse 8 Now the Lord God had planted a garden in the east, in Eden where he, and there he put the man he had formed
耶和华神使各样的树从地里长出来可以悦人的眼目其上的果子好做食物园子当中又有生命树和分别善恶树在这里我要请大家注意的是当神造了亚当之后
Here we want to look at after God made Adam
神吹了在这个他的鼻孔里吹了一口气
And he breathed into his nostrils.
他就成了中文圣经翻译成有灵的活人你注意听英文怎么翻译的
And Adam then became a living being
哦这是 NIV 如果你有其他的翻译版本在这个地方它是叫 living soul
NIV translates it as living being, but other translations says he is a living soul.
那么如果是 living soul 的话呢中文应该怎么翻一个活的魂对吧然后你往下读的时候有两棵树
And then the later verses tell us that there were two different trees.
一棵树叫做生命树另一棵树叫做知识善恶树
One was called the tree of life and the other was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil
那么这个生命树这个词汇
This phrase tree of life
生命这个字你如果到启示录来看的话这棵树不但在伊甸园里面出现在启示录二十二章也出现
This tree of life, not only does it exist here in Genesis, it also reappears in Revelation.
那这个生命也是 Zoe 这个字。
And this life is also the Greek word Zoe.
好，那我让大家先把这个放在这里。那我们现在来看新约的解释对这个故事。
So now let's look at the New Testament explanation of this story.
我们请打开哥林多前书十五章
First Corinthians chapter 15
哥林多前书十五章
First Corinthians chapter
15我要请大家看的是四十五十五章四十五节
Verse 45
我们就念就念四十五四十六两节哈
45 and 46
经上也是这样记着说首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵看看英文
Verse 45 So it is written The first man Adam became a living being The last Adam a life-giving spirit
但属灵的不在先属血气的在先以后才有属灵的
The spiritual did not come first but the natural and after that the spiritual
这段圣经它就是引用我刚刚带你们读的创世纪第二章
So these verses reference what we read in Genesis 2.
一样，在中文圣经翻译成，首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人。英文它是翻译成，首先的亚当成为一个活的魂。
The first Adam became a living being or a living soul.
那么在这个地方，这个 soul 这个字，那么就是 希腊文就是所谓的苏克这个字。
So in Greek, this word soul is soke.
啊，那么刚刚我们讲的那个神要给我们的那个生命，生命在他里头的那个生命是 zoe， 另外一个字，两个字是不一样的。
But the word that describes the life in which is in Jesus, in Him, in John, that word life is zoe.
好，我们圣经先读这么几节。
So we'll leave the scripture reading here.
我们要看见神当初造人的时候是怎么造的。
We have to look at how God created man.
他用地上的尘土造了一个人。
He used the dust of the earth and he made a man.
然后他就在那个人的鼻孔里面吹了一口气。
And then he breathed into the nostril of this man.
你要知道，神是个灵。
God is a spirit.
他向人吹气的时候。
When he breathed into man.
他把什么吹进来了？
What did he breathe into us?
啊，他就把他自己的一口气吹进来了，对吧？
Gave us his breath.
这一口气吹进来以后，这个人就从一个泥娃娃哈，就变成一个活的魂。
Then after God's breath enters this man, he went from a clay doll into a living soul.
对吗？他本来是一个神用地上的尘土造的一个人。
Before he was just a doll made of clay, soil.
没有生气的。
There's no life in him.
但是自从神吹一口气之后，他就变成一个活的魂。
But when God breathed into him, he became a living soul.
然后神就把这个人放在伊甸园里。
And then God placed this man in the Garden of Eden.
然后你就会发现神给人有了自由意志。
And he gave the man free will.
对不对？这是人的魂里头有一个很重要的功能，就是你可以选择要或者不要。
It's an important ability that humans have, the ability to choose.
你知道人的魂里面有三个部分。
You know that in our soul there are three compartments.
现在我跟大家对话。
As I am conversing with you.
我讲话，把我心思里面想的事情，一个概念，借着这个声音表达出来。
I'm conveying to you my thoughts through my voice.
你们坐在那里，你们的耳朵就可以听到我的声音，对吗？
Your ears are receiving my voice.
然后这个声音进到你脑袋里去了。
And that voice enters into your head.
你的脑袋就把这个声音变成了什么？啊，一个意念。
And you turn these voices that you hear into a thought.
对不对？这是什么功能？这是你心思的功能。
That's the ability of your heart.
Your mind.
Of your mind.
你的心思就在那里把我的声音转化成一个意念。
Your mind has turned my voice into a thought.
然后我看你的表情。
And then as I look at your reactions.
如果表情漠然。
If there are no reactions on your faces.
那我知道完了。
And I know that I'm in trouble.
因为我讲了你们根本听不懂。
Because you are not comprehending me at all.
对吧？要不然就是很生气，我也知道完了。
Or if you have an angry expression on your face, I know the same.
我这个话得罪了人了。
Then I know I must have offended you.
但如果你们在笑的话呢？
If you are smiling.
那可能就是把我刚刚所听的，你们有一种同就是认同，或者觉得很有意思。
Then it probably means you find what I said interesting, or you concur with what I said.
所以我看到你的表情，我可以知道我刚刚借着我这个话带出去的意念，你们接收到的时候，你们的 mind 在那里分析了之后，你们会有一个反应的。
So through your faces, I can see the reaction that you have through hearing of my voice and interpreting the idea in your mind.
如果我是一个很会激动人心的这种演说家。
If I was a great speaker, a great orator,
我讲的一些故事很有煽动性。
And I really have, using my words, have encouraged you and stirred you up.
可以叫你们落泪。
And it can cause you to cry.
或者叫你们非常的激动。
And cause you to be excited.
那这个时候我就不但打动了你的心思，更打动了你的情感，对吗？
Then my speech not only did it affect your mind, it also affected your emotions.
然后我要你们行动。
And then if I want you to have action,
我就给你们抉择，
then I give you some ultimatums.
要同意我的人跟我走。
Those who are in agreement with me, come with me.
啊，不同意的人你就坐在这边别动。
And if you don't agree with me, you can stay here.
那你就要反应了，你就要做一个决定，跟我走呢，还是不跟我走
？And then you have to make a decision whether to get up and go with me or not.
这是什么功能呢？你的意志。
That's the ability of your will.
对不对？所以我在这里跟你们对话的时候，我就碰到你们的魂里面的三个重要的功能。
As I converse with you, I come into contact with the three abilities you have in your soul.
你的心思。
Your mind.
你的情感。
Your emotions.
还有你的意志。
And your will.
对吧？这就构成了你。
These three things make up you.
也构成了我。我们每一个人这个魂里面就是这三个部分所组成的。
These three components make up our souls.
好，但是神要我们得着的还不是仅仅一个魂而已。
But what God wants us to have is not just a soul.
你就会发现人就被带到伊甸园，面对了两棵树。
When the man was led into the Garden of Eden, he looked at two trees.
一棵树呢是知识上的树。
One was called the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
神特别说明这棵树的果子不可以吃，吃的日子你们一定死。
God told him to not to eat from the fruits of this tree because the day you eat of it, you'll surely die.
这个命令是很清楚的。
He made it very clear.
那另外一棵树呢？
And the other tree.
那棵树叫生命树。
The tree of life.
神没有说话。
God didn't say anything about it.
但是这里出的考题是二选一。
But it's really a choice, a multiple choice.
有答案出来了没有？
Well, do we see an answer?
啊，如果给你一个考题二选一。
If you get to choose from two answers.
老师说 B 是错的。
And the teacher told you, answer B is incorrect.
那答案是什么？
And then what's the correct answer?
那你是 A 了吗？
Obviously, it would be A.
这个我们这些考试专家一听就知道答案是什么了嘛。
You know, it's pretty simple.
好，那么在这个地方你就知道神出这个考题给亚当的时候。
So when God gave this test to Adam,
人听进去了。
Man heard what he said.
所以他们的心思就开始转动了，对吗？
His mind is at work.
然后神要他们做一个选择。
And then God let them choose.
你可以选神说不可以的这个树。
You can choose from the tree that God said not to choose from.
你也可以选神没有说的那棵树，对吗？
You can also choose from the tree that God didn't say anything about.
你如果聪明的话，你选什么？
If you were smart, which would you choose from?
啊，你如果聪明的话，你是选了那个亚当选的，他以为他很聪明。
If you were smart like Adam was, you would choose what Adam chose.
因为那棵树就叫做知识善恶树，吃了以后会聪明的。
Because that tree is called the tree of knowledge of good and evil. It makes you smart.
但是神要他选的是那棵生命树。
But what God wanted Adam to choose was the tree of life.
那棵生命树就是用的这个字。Zoe.
The tree of life is the word Zoe.
那么，如果今天我们有新约，我们刚刚念的圣经的背景。
So against the background of the scripture we read in New Testament.
我刚刚带你们读约翰福音第一章。
If we read in Gospel of John chapter 1.
生命在他里头，这生命就是人的光。
In him was life, and that life was the light of men.
那个生命就是 Zoe.
And that life is Zoe.
这个生命在哪里？在耶稣基督里头。
And that life is found in Jesus.
所以神的旨意要人选择，做选择题的时候，神盼望人选什么？
So when God is giving you the test of this choice to choose from, what does God want you to choose?
Zoe life, 对不对？
He wants you to choose Zoe.
这个是非常清楚的。
It's very clear.
神造人的时候，神要人用他自己的自由意志来选择神的生命。
When God created man, God wanted man to use his own will to choose his life.
这是神很清楚的旨意。
This is very clearly the will of God.
但是很可惜。
But unfortunately,
人拒绝。
The man rejected it.
人就偏偏去选神说不可以选的那棵树，对吧？
The man chose the tree that God said not to eat from.
所以你就会发现人什么就变大了。
So what grew in the man?
我们的魂就变大了。
The soul grew.
看到没有？因为我们现在神要我们得到是他的属灵的生命。
God wanted us to choose his spiritual life.
但是我们偏偏去选择了神不要我们选的那一个属魂的生命。
But we chose that soul life that God did not want us to choose.
那一个神不要我们选择的我们去选了。
We chose what he did not want us to choose.
神要我们选的我们没有选。
What he did want us to choose, we didn't.
这就是人的堕落开始了。
That is the beginning of the man's fall.
从那一个堕落开始，人从亚当到今天，所有的人都在这一个属魂的路上 去追求。
From that fall, from Adam until mankind today, we are pursuing the life of soul.
人的智慧聪明的的确确也创造了所谓今天我们看见的人类的文明。
Through our intelligence, we have created our culture.
Civilization.
Our civilization.
这个 civilization, 这个文明带给人类的是幸福呢，还是更多的痛苦呢？
Has this civilization brought us happiness or more sadness?
那可能是见仁见智。
I think everybody will have their own answers.
对吧？但是你会发现，照神告诉当初那个第一个人的时候，你吃的日子必定死，他的结局是朝死亡的路上去。
But when God told the first man, the day you choose from this tree, you will surely die, his life is headed toward death.
这个死亡它最大的难题是第一跟神断了，没有不来电的。
This death, first what it will do is to cause you to be separated from God.
我们对神已经失去了感觉。
We lost our feelings for God.
我们知道有神，却不知道他到底是谁。
We know there's a God, but we don't know who he is.
我们对他的知识是一个模糊的知识。
We have a vague understanding of him.
那么我们对自己有 self-conscious, 有一个自我的知识。
But we have a very good understanding of ourselves.
但是你却知道一件事情，人对自己的认识也是局部的，也是不是很清楚。
But you will discover that you don't really understand much about yourself either.
我们人自以为聪明，反成了愚拙。
We may think we're smart, but we're actually foolish.
对，因为真正的聪明是跟神的智慧连在一起的。
But because the true wisdom is when you connect to God's wisdom.
但是今天人的所谓的聪明智慧是跟这个世界的连在一起，跟撒旦魔鬼连在一起了。
But today, men's smarts and intelligence is connected to this world, the world that belongs to Satan.
所以你刚刚读的以弗所书第二章的时候，我们读的前面的几节圣经。
So remember when you read in Ephesians chapter 2.
你就会发现他讲到我们以前是怎么一回事。
You see that it talked about our conditions before.
第一节。
In verse 1.
你们死在过犯罪恶之中。
You were dead in your transgressions and sins.
看到没有？我们的死亡不但向神死了，我们开始犯罪了。
Not only are we dead to God, we begin to sin.
而罪进到我们的生命中，他来掌管我们的命运。
And sin enters our lives and takes over control.
那这下子就很麻烦。到了第二节，他说：“那时你们在其中。”行事为人，随从今世的风俗，顺从空中掌权者的首领，就是现今在悖逆之子心中运行的邪灵。
Verse 2 says, In which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient.
所以你会发现一件事情。
So this tells us,
当人跟神隔绝之后，
When man and God were separated,
你会发现人第一罪来了。
First thing happened was that sin entered.
我们就跟死亡挂钩了。
And then we are now linked with death.
我们这个生命，不管你活几岁，最终的结局都是死亡。
This life, regardless of how many years you get to live, its ultimate ending is death.
虽然很多的人愿意追求长生不老。
many people pursue after longevity.
特别你有了有钱有势之后，你特别想要长生不老。
Especially those people who are wealthy and have power, what they seek now is longevity.
没有人成功。
But they're not successful.
而他下面说，你跟鬼灵发生关系。
And it also tells us that we're now connected with the spirit that is at work in this world.
在我们的生命中，不是那么单纯了。
Our life isn't so simple anymore.
我们本来应该跟神在一起的。
We were supposed to be with God.
但是实际上我们跟邪灵搞在一起了。
But unfortunately, we've got ourselves hooked up with the evil spirit.
这是今天六千年人类文明的一个真实的面貌。
This is the true picture of our 6,000 years of civilization.
虽然人在那里说无神，无神论。
Although many people believe in atheism,
但是呢，转过身来，他们都在算命。
But on the flip side, they are all pondering their life.
盖房子的时候一定要怎么样？请风水先生来看看风水。
They might invite somebody to check out the feng shui of their house before they build it.
对不对？所以一面说是无神，但是做起事情来却非常迷信这些风水啊，这些算命啊。这些庙里的这些偶像啊，到了过年过节的时候，你总要去烧个头香吧。
On the one hand, they may say there is no God. I don't believe there's a God. On the other hand, they live their lives subjected to superstition, to idols, to psychic, to all these things that they think they can touch and worship.
到了某某同志死的时候，你在最后的那一个送终的时候，你一定要给他贴一个挽联，说某某同志永垂不朽。
You might say something nice to your friend who died, say, "May you live forever."
这不是前后一个很大的矛盾。
Isn't that quite a conflict?
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so、dear brothers,
我们在主的这个话语里头，你要看清楚一个很。神真正要我们得着的，还不是我们这一个肉身的生命。
So you have to see, when God created man, He didn't just want us to receive this physical body.
这个肉身的生命，加上你的魂，只不过把你变成一个动物而已。
This physical body plus a soul makes you nothing but an animal.
所以今天的人在，今天这个人如果没有神的生命在我们里面，我们活的日子根本就是一个兽的生命。
If we live a life without God in our lives, we're living a life of an animal.
而常常我们做的事情，你会发现我们中国人批评一个人的时候，说他连禽兽都不如，那就很糟糕了。
It's some of the things we do. The Chinese would criticize so and so and say what he does is worse than a beast. That is a terrible thing to say.
所以人的光景是一个非常可怕。被罪恶所控制，被死亡所限制的一个生命。
So our lives, which we live, is one that's confined by sin and limited by death.
这不是神的旨意。
That is not the will of God.
神的旨意呢，是要我们得着他的生命。
God wants us to receive His life.
很可惜，亚当没有选。
Unfortunately, Adam did not choose it.
但是神愿意每一个人有同样的机会。
But God wants to give each one of us the same opportunity.
所以你去读约翰福音的时候，你会发现。
So when you read the Gospel of John,
什么叫做我们基督徒的福音呢？
You'll see that what does it mean to have a gospel?
这个福音就是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
The gospel is that God so loved man, He gave us His one and only Son.
叫信他的人。不至灭亡，反得永生。
So that whoever believes in him will not perish, but have.
这是我们基督徒，我们当初怎么会信主？大概十个里面有九个是因听到这一个福音而相信。
I think 9 out of 10 Christians accepted Jesus based on hearing of that gospel.
因为神的儿子来到地上，他为我们的罪死在十字架上。
Because the Son of Man, the Son of God, came into this world and died on a cross for us.
他为我们付了我们本来应该付的罪的代价。
And He paid the price for sin that we were supposed to pay.
他死在十字架上。
He died on a cross.
他流出他的宝血。
His precious blood was shed for us.
这个宝血做了我们所有人罪的代价。
And that blood paid the price for all of our sins.
凡是相信他的人
and all who believe in him,
他的血就洁净我们的罪恶
his blood cleanses our sins,
然后他就给我们一样新的东西
and then he gave us something new,
那是什么
and that is,
他的生命
his life,
这个是我们当初没有得到的
and that is something we didn't have in the beginning,
但是因着今天我们信了耶稣
but because we believed in Jesus,
神就把这一个 Zoe 这个 life赐给我们了。
God gave us His life, the Zoe life.
我要让所有的弟兄姊妹跟我们中间啊正在慕道的朋友们，你们一定要知道一件事情：全世界所有的书只有这一本圣经，告诉我们人真正的需要是什么。
So I want you to know, all of you who are Christians or seekers, that of all the books in the world, only this Bible tells you what we need.
我们所需要的。不是科学
We don't need science.
不需要哲学
We don't need philosophy.
不需要什么伟大的科技
And we don't need the great technology.
这些都不能拯救人类
None of these things can save the human race.
真正能够拯救人把人从死亡从罪的捆绑里面释放出来
The only thing that can save the human race from sin and death
就是神的儿子耶稣基督所带给我们的。
Is what Jesus, the Son of God, has
他带给我们一面是罪，我们所有犯罪的代价被他为我们付了。
On the one hand, he paid the price for all of our sins.
现在更进一步。
And the next step,
他要把他的生命这个 Zoe life 赐给我们。
He will give.Us his life, the Zoe life.
这就是那一棵生命树的故事。
That is the story of the tree of life.
那个生命树亚当没有得到。
The tree of life that Adam didn't choose.
今天神说，你可以做一次选择。
Today God says you can choose.
亚当选择错了。
Adam's choice was wrong.
所以他的结局是死亡。
So his consequence was death.
那么今天所有亚当的族类。
Today, all the race under Adam,
神愿意给我们同样的机会。
God gives us the same opportunity.
他要我们得到亚当没有得到的。
He wants us to receive what Adam did not receive.
因为神整个的工作
Because all of God's work
是表现在这个生命的里头。
Is demonstrated through his life.
你会发现在神整个的创造里头
you see that in all of God's creation,
你会发现在神整个的创造里头大部分我们看见的宇宙都是物质的世界没有生命体只有在地球上到目前我们所知道的只有在地球上我们看见有生命体
of all the things that got created in the vast universe the only place we, so far we find living organismsIs on Earth.
所以我们发了很多的卫星到这个太阳系里面，我们去找或者希望在什么外太空里面，我们能够找到跟地球一样的有生命的这个星球。
We're out there searching for some other planet that has similar characteristics as Earth.
但到今天为止，人类还没有发现。
But so far,
除了地球以外。还能够找到同样有生命体的星球。
So far, there are no other planets out there that we found that has the same living organism as the Earth.
换而言之，我们是叫做与众不同啊。
So in another word, we are unique.
我们是在整个宇宙中是一个非常独特的一群。
We are a very unique thing living in this universe.
那么在这个地球上你看到的要么一种是无机体一种是有机体。
So in this creation, some have no living organism, some have living organism.
一个是没有生命的一个是有生命。
So there's a difference of having life or having no life.
但是你会发现所有今天在地球上我们所看见的生命体
But all of the life that we witness here on Earth
都有一个共同的结局。
They all have the same ending.
就是死亡。
That is death.
所有的在地球上的生命都是会在死亡的辖制的里头。
All the living things on earth are limited by death.
它是生生死死死死生生的这样的一个循环。
Birth and death is a cycle, is a cycle that keeps going.
为什么？因为他说万物都是在 死亡的辖制底下。
Because all things are under the limitation of death.
罗马书八章说，在万物在那里劳苦叹息，等候一件事。
Romans 8 says the creation is groaning and waiting for something.
等候什么呢？
What are they waiting for?
就是神的众子显现。
For the sons of God to appear.
那这个死亡的这个咒诅就可以除掉了。
And by then the curse of death will be broken.
好，那么这件事情关键在哪里呢？
And where is the key to all of this?
就是所有信耶稣的人。
The key is in all those who believe in Jesus.
神今天打发他的儿子到地上来。
God sent his son to this earth.
就是要从这一群人中能够选出一批愿意拣选生命的人。
He is to find a group of people who are willing to choose his life.
拣选他的生命而弃绝我们自己的这个老旧的犯罪受罪控制的这个死。老亚当的生命。
Those people who will choose his life and reject their old life, a life which was under the control of Adam.
神的工作就是从这里开始。
God's work begins there.
没有这个生命，没有神的工作。
Without that life, there will be no work of God.
有这个生命，神的工作就在你身上开始了。
If you have that life, God's work will begin in you.
这次我们的题目讲了穿上新人。
So our topic for the retreat is putting on the new man.
我第一堂就让大家要看到。
So in the very first lesson, I want you to see.
你必须有这个 Zoe life.
First, you must have the Zoe life.
你必须有神儿子的生命。
You must have the life of the Son of God.
有他的生命，神的工作就可以从你身上开展。
When you have his life, his work can begin with you.
没有他的生命，全都是空洞的，没有意义的。
Without his life, everything you do is in vain.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and
sisters, 你如果读教会的历史，
If you read the church's history,
你会发现很多的时候教会的历史讲起来是信耶稣的一群人，但是他们搞来搞去还是在老旧的生命里面想要搞出一个像耶稣的一个叫做壳，外壳。
You see that many throughout church history who proclaim to be believers in Jesus, they're still working in their old soul life. They're just making up something that look like Jesus' life.
因着这个缘故，
And because of this,
你会发现，
you discover,
这两千年的教会历史，很多的时候跟耶稣来之前所谓旧约的时代，犹太人的历史很像。
You see many similarities in the 2,000 years of church history and that of the Jewish history before Jesus came.
因为从整个的旧约的历史来看，神在犹太人身上的工作到了旧约的结束是一个失败的。
You see that in the Old Testament, you see that God's work in the Israelites was a failure at the end of the Old Testament.
因为以色列人想用人的方法、人的力量、人的聪明来为神干大干一场。
Because the Israelites have wanted to do great things with their ability and their intelligence.
他们想要为神建一个神可以住的大圣殿。
They wanted to build this great temple in which God can live.
结果呢？建了两个殿，两个殿都被拆掉。
And unfortunately, they built two, and both were destroyed.
他们想要有一个很这个这个很有规模的所谓的祭司的体系。
They wanted to have a very uniformed system in which the priests serve.
啊，就是所谓 priesthood， 对不对？
And their priesthood.
这个祭司的体系来侍奉神，但是这个祭司亚伦的体系最后还是失败的。
But the priesthood from the line of Aaron, they were failures too.
失败在哪里？就是用人老的这一个刚刚我们讲的老亚当的生命来为神大干一场。
They failed because they tried to do something for God using their old life.
它的源头是错的。
Their beginning was wrong.
那你看，到了新约里面，这两千年的所谓的教会的历史，也是跟犹太人一样起起落落。这个胜少败多。
And in the 2,000 years of church history, you see that there were so many ups and downs, and mostly failures with a few successes.
为什么？
Why?
因为人还是一样，就是重蹈覆辙， 还是靠自己人的方法来做神的事情。
Because men are still trying to pour their own energy and ability into doing God's work.
所以做出来的东西，神也就让撒旦魔鬼去破坏掉了。
And the things that they built with their own hands, God allowed Satan to destroy.
所以主耶稣才会说一句很重要的话。
That's why Jesus said this very important thing.
我要建立我的教会，在这个磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
He said, "Upon this rock, I will build my church. The powers of Hades will not overcome it."
只有神做的不会失败。
Only that which is built by God will succeed.
为什么？只有 Zoe 的 life 才让撒旦没有得胜的机会。
Because only when there's Zoe life would there be no opportunity for Satan to succeed.
而为什么失败？就是因为失败在这一个 Sokai 的这个 life， 就是这个老亚当的生命一定失败。
We fail if we want to do things using the Sokai, which is the old Adam life.
所以我们的难题就是怎么能够区别是属于耶稣的这一个这个生命呢？还是我们自己的老亚当的生命。
So the dilemma for us is how to distinguish the life that belongs to Jesus or the life that belongs to old Adam.
这是整个旧约的历史，也是整个所谓新约的历史。
So this is the history of the Old Testament and the New Testament.
所以我在这个第一堂的里头，我一定要把这一个两种截然不同的生命摆在弟兄姊妹的面前。
So in this very first session, I want to present to you these two lives.
我希望这个讲解在你的里头有所理解，正确的理解与区别。
I hope my explanation has given you some understanding of the differences between the two and to distinguish between the two.
耶稣的生命是从你信主那一天。从耶稣得来的。
The life of Jesus is the one you receive from Him on the day you believe.
生命在他里头。
In Him was life.
这生命是人的光。
That life is the light of men.
耶稣说：“我就是道路、真理、生命。”
And Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
耶稣说：“生命在我，复活在我。”
Jesus also said, "Life is in me, and resurrection is in me."
或者英文的表达是说 ，I am the resurrection and the life.
Jesus said, "I am the resurrection and the life."
我是复活，我是生命。换言之，主在这里一直要向我们启示，这个生命，耶稣里面这个生命，跟你我的生命不一样。
So God continues to want to reveal to us the life that is in Jesus is different than the lives that we live.
一个是属魂的。
One belongs to the soul.
一个是属灵的。
And the other belongs to the spirit.
一个是属地的，一个是属天的。
One belongs to the earth, the other belongs to the heaven.
它两个源头是不一样的。
And they come from different sources.
一个是被死于罪所捆绑的。
And one is confined by sin and death.
一个是能够从死亡与罪的里面突破，能够得胜，能够复活的。
And the other can overcome sin and death and can resurrect and can live.
这个是一个最重要的基本认识。
So this is a very basic understanding.
那这次我们的主题讲穿上新人。
So our topic for the retreat is to put on the new man.
那当然，另外消极的来讲叫脱去旧人。
Passively speaking, you first take off the old man.
那你这个新与旧的差别考一考是什么？
And the difference between the old and new is
什么是新，什么是旧？
What is the new and what is the old?
凡是在我们自己老亚当里面的都是什么？旧的。
Everything that is in ourselves that belonged to Adam was old.
凡是在基督耶稣里的
All that which is in Jesus
都是什么？新的。
All of that is new.
对吧？那但是难在这个地方。现在我们讲的是一个非常纯理论的推演。
It's a very clear theory, a principle.
但是怎么把新跟旧分得开来呢？
But how do you separate the old and the new?
你就会发现，它完全是根据于 the cross 十字架。
You'll see that that has a lot to do with the cross.
只有借着十字架，它才能够分开。
Only the cross can separate.
不然的话，是我们人自己是永远分不开的。
Otherwise, we would not have the ability to separate it.
好，这个是我要讲的第一个重点。
So this is the first thing I will share.
第二个我要讲的就是说，神既然给了我们这个 新的生命，
The second thing is, since God has given us the new life,
那么目的是什么？
What did he do that for? What's the purpose?
那刚刚我们在第二章的十九节我们读的。
And we read that in Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 19.
这样你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了。
Consequently, you're no longer foreigners or aliens, but fellow citizens with God's people and members of God's household.
这里讲到我们是神家里的人。
So this here mentions that we are members of God's household.
那么你就知道一件事情，你能够跟神在同一个家里，你的必要条件是什么？
So in order to live in the same household as God, the first prerequisite is
啊，像 Vicky 他姓吴，他是吴家的人。他当然现在出嫁了。
So my family name is Wu, so I belong to the Wu family.
对吗？我姓彭，我是彭家的人。
And his family name is Pong, and he belongs to the Pong family.
我要跑到吴家大吃大喝做客可以，但是你一年365天天天这么干，我看有难处。
You can be a guest of someone else's household, but you can't live there 365 days a year.
哦，因为你不是那一家的人嘛。
But that's because you don't belong to that household.
啊，那但是如果我的孩子姓彭，他住在我家，吃我的，喝我的，那我一点话都没讲。没得说的。
If my kids were also from the Pong family, living in my household and eat and drink from my house, I have no problem with that because they belong to me.
对吧？这是我们很简单的一个人的道理。
So we understand that simple human concept.
那你之所以成为这一家的人，因为你有这家的生命。
You belong. You can be a member of someone's household because your life is tied to this house.
那么这里他讲到。今天神让我们跟他是属于一个家。
But here it tells us that we can be of the same household as God.
所以你就会发现，当我们信了主之后，我们重生了。
So we're reborn once we believe in God.
我们如果没有信耶稣，我们就没有重生。
If you don't believe in Jesus, you're not reborn.
你真正相信耶稣是神的儿子。
If you truly believe that Jesus is the Son of God,
他是你的救主。
And he is your savior.
你愿意接受他的十字架的救恩。
And you're willing to accept the salvation of his cross.
好，他就答应你，把他的生命赐给你。
Then he is willing to give his life to you.
因为你有他的生命了。
And then once you have his life,
他就说，不再做外人，也不再做客旅。
You are no longer foreigners and aliens.
你与这一批跟你一样相同生命的人是。这些叫做圣徒是同一个国的。
You are now fellow citizens with the other saints.
啊，而且你也是同一个家的，又是一个同一个国，又是同一个家。
And then you also belong to the same household.
这是神给我们的恩典，根据这个生命。
So this is a grace that God gives us based on the life.
那在这里你会发现有两个概念，一个是国，一个是家。
So here are two concepts. One is that of a kingdom, and one is that of a household.
国的概念跟家的概念有不同。
There's a difference between kingdom and household.
国家，你如果听我们姐妹的翻译的时候，你会发现，讲到一个国，那你看英文怎么翻呢？
So in English, it's talking about a kingdom.
A kingdom. 那它的中文要翻这个 kingdom 这个字的话，它的重点是什么？是一个王，对吗？
So the importance of being a kingdom is that there is a king.
啊，不像现在我们在美国就没有 king 了。
We don't have a king in this country.
对不对？这个概念是那个 king 与他的子民。
But the concept we want you to understand is the king and his subjects.
这个 king 是他有绝对的主权。
And the king has all sovereign power.
对。这个 king 是不是虚位的？他是实权的。
The king has absolute power.
然后他要有一个相同生命的人组织成这个 king 里面的这个国。
And he calls people who are like him to become citizens of his kingdom.
这个跟地上的王国不一样，地上的王国不一定要有血缘关系。
It's different than kingdoms of the world. You don't have to be related to the king to be a member of the kingdom.
但是在神的国这个里面，在这个国里面，它是有一个同相同生命的关系。
But to be a member of God's kingdom, you have to have the same life.
你如果没有这个生命，你根本不属于这个国的。
Without that life, you don't belong in this kingdom.
今天我不是来讲神的国，所以我只点到为止。
So I'm not going to go in details about God's kingdom.
他在这里第二个讲的是一个家。
Second concept it mentions here is God's household.
讲到国有政权的味道。
When you talk about kingdom, there is a feeling of power, of politics.
对，讲到这是一个 sovereign kingdom， 是一个有权柄的一个国家的实体。
Or a sovereignty of a nation.
这里，那么在这个地方讲到家的时候，它更重的是一个彼此之间是像家人一样的关系。
But when you talk about household, you're talking about being to one another like members of a same family.
对，他更着重的，他不是在那个政权的这个位置上，而是在一个家所注重的是一个 love relationship.
So what matters, the relationship that matters within a household is not so much that of a sovereignty, but of love.
对，这是跟国的味道不一样。
That's why it's different than the concept of a kingdom.
在神的家里，他把他所有的跟我们一起分享。
In God's household, He shares with us what He has.
对吧？这是我们能够互相分享。我明天晚上我要讲的就是这一个交通的分享。
So tomorrow night we'll talk about fellowship and sharing.
那么在这个地方呢，我要继续往下走，第三十节，被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络的合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Verse 20, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, with Christ Jesus himself as the chief cornerstone. In him the whole building is joined together and rises to become a holy temple in the Lord. And in him you two are being built together to become a dwelling in which God lives by his Spirit.
所以在这个地方可以看到有一个神有一个工作叫做建造。
Here God is doing a building work.
这个建造什么？
And what is he building?
我们现在坐在这里，我们看到这里有一个 building， 对吧？一个建筑物。
There is a building, a structure over our heads.
那么这是一个物质的 building。
It's a material building.
那我们刚刚现在读的这一段圣经，不是指着一个物质的 building 来说的。
But the scriptures we read just now is not talking about a material structure.
它要有一个 building， 要建造一个东西，叫做什么东西呢
？God is building something.
他的身体
and it is called his body.
这个很有意思啊，而且是而且这个身体也是他的主的圣殿。
It is also a holy temple.
是他可以住的地方。
A place in which he can dwell.
所以这个是以弗所书要表达的一个很重要的观念。
So it's a very important concept that Ephesians wants to convey.
我们有了他的生命。
We now have his life.
这个生命，神要把我们一个一个的把它建造在一起。
And God will build these lives together.
建造成为一个灵宫。
Into a holy temple.
他可以住在里头。
A place in which he can dwell.
他可以跟我们完全住在一起。
A place where he can dwell with us.
在这里，他受到接受我们的敬拜，接受我们的奉献，接受我们一切的赞美感谢。
A place where he receives our worship, our offerings, our praises, and our prayers.
这是神要做的。
This is something God will build.
他不是，如果讲到这一个灵宫，他不是一个人。
And this holy temple is not made of one person.
乃是指的许许多多相同生命的人被建造在一起。
But a thing that is built up by many who are of the same life.
那么在彼得的书信里面，他也告诉我们同样的事，在彼得前书第二章第五节在这里说的同样的概念。
In Paul's letter in 1 Peter, he also conveyed the same concept.
他我们是活石
we are living stones.
这一块块活石就被建造成为一个灵宫
and these living stones are built upon one another to become a living temple.
那么用现在我们读的这个以弗所书的语句来表达的时候他其实是建造一个圣殿是他的教会
and Ephesians uses the concept of a holy temple which is the church
也是他的身体
or God's body
所以神用不同的语言来表达神真正在我们每一个基督徒身上在现阶段所做的事情
so using different wording God is expressing and describing what he is doing with us
我们不再是一个个体
we're not an individual anymore
我们虽然神是一个一个救的
Even though God saves us individually one by one,
但是他要把我们每一个个体建造成为一个 教会一个身体。
But he will build all of us together into one body.
我可以讲到几点？啊
？What time?
现在是二十八点二十，可以讲到九点是吧？我看大家今天已经太辛苦了。啊。所以我们在这里一定要看到一个神的目标
So we want to see God's goal
神为什么付那么大的代价 让他的儿子来到这个地上拯救我们
Why did he pay such a heavy price in allowing his son to come into this world
其实如果照着我们本体来说
If you look at us as we are
我们是用什么造的原初就是地上的尘土
We were nothing but dust.
对不对？那么如果你造了一个人，一个机器人，一个泥娃娃，如果这个泥娃娃坏了，这个机器人坏了，你最后最好就把它扔了，
if you build,
重来一次再造一个。
If you build something, say a robot or a clay doll, and that thing breaks, and what you can do is just throw it away and build another one.
这是如果你从纯物质的眼光来看人不过是如此它就是一个地上的泥土你把它它坏了你就把它换一个
from a material physical point of view we are but dust of the earth we can be thrown away
但是神没有这样做
but that's not how God treated us
这是我们永远没有办法明白
and that's something that's very difficult for us to understand
神可以把我们弃绝
God can reject us.
我们不要他。
He can say, well, I don't want you.
我们走自己的路。
But we don't want him. We go our own way.
我们犯罪。
And we sin.
我们走死亡的道路。
And we embark on a path that leads us to death.
他可以把我们通通扔在一边。
He can discard us.
对吧？重新开始。
He can start anew.
我相信他甚至可以说，那地球就给你们，我另外找一个别的球。再造一个。
He could even say, "I'll let you have the earth. I'll pick myself another planet and start over."
对吗？神可以这样做。
God could do that.
他能在地球上做这样一件事，他为什么不可以在其他的星球上重新来过呢
？He could do this on Earth. He could do it in some other planet.
但是他没有。
But he didn't do that.
这个是我们永远没有办法来用人的智慧来理解神为什么没有放弃人。
This whole concept of why God never gave up on man is something that we can never comprehend.
他造了人。
He created man.
人堕落了。
Man fell.
人不要他了。
Man rejected him.
他还来找我们。
Yet he came to look for us.
他有一个不舍弃的大爱。
He has a love that never gives up.
把我们找回来。
He comes to seek us out.
把我们的罪洗净了。
He washes us free of our sins.
把他自己的生命给我们了。
He gives us his own life.
你就要问一个问题。For what? 为什么？
The question after all that is, what is all this for?
那今天我们从以弗所书里就会看到，他有一个荣耀的旨意。
Ephesians tells us that he has a glorious purpose.
他那个不舍弃、不放手的爱，他要得一个东西。
The love that never gives up is for a reason.
这个东西，一面来讲是用一个家来表明的。
That thing that he wants, on one hand, is described as a household.
他要做我们的父。
He will be our father.
我们要做他的子民。
We are to be his children.
他的儿女，是 有这一个家的关系。
So it's a familial relationship.
另一面，他又告诉我们，他要让我们成为一个国。
On the other hand, he said you'll be in one kingdom together.
他的儿子要做这个国的王。
His son will be the king.
我们是他的子民。
We are to be his citizens.
然后他又告诉我们。
He also tells us.
他要建造一个身体。他的儿子成为这个身体的头，我们是他身上的肢体。
He will build a body. His son is the head. We are members of the body.
这些概念，你从任何一本书都找不到。
You will not find these concepts in any other book.
只有圣经，用非常仔细的语人可以懂的语句来向我们表明，这位创造我们的神。在我们每一个人身上的旨意。
Only the Bible tells us in words we can understand what our Father, our Creator, has in mind for us.
但是这个工作容易吗
？Now is this work an easy work?
我自己信主差不多五十多年了。
I've been a believer for about 50 plus years.
我看，地上的教会。
And I look at the churches around the world.
从然后再看整个2000年教会的历史
and I look at the church's history throughout the world.
你会发现这条路太难了
You see that this road is a hard road.
教会的历史并不是一个很光彩很令人鼓舞的一段2000年的历史
The church history is not a glorious and encouraging picture.
你常常看到的它是一个跟犹太人的旧约那个1500年的历史非常像的。
You see many similarities with the Jewish history in the 1500 years in the Old Testament.
那是一个宏观的历史，让我们常常觉得神啊，那个荣耀的教会要到哪一年才能够实现
？We often look at the history. We ask God, when will this glorious church be finished?
你从宏观来看是这样一个令人。常常 puzzle 的一个问题。
It's a puzzling problem to look at.
那你从微观，从我们自己，我们小小的一个教会。
But if you look at from a microscopic point of view, from the local point of view.
我们自己短短的30年的历史。
In this church's 30-year history.
我们也经过所谓 thick and thin.
We've also been through thick and thin together.
对不对？我们经过有艰难的日子，也有非常困难的日子。
We've been through trials, we've been through difficulties.
Trials and tribulations. 所以，我们常常会失望。
And we're often disappointed.
那么，好像神的工作是不是遥遥无期，来达到他要得到的呢
？We question whether God can ever receive what He had in mind.
如果你不关心，也就拉倒。
If you don't care about that, then that's one thing.
但是如果你对神的工作、对神的家有负担
，But if you care and you have a burden for God's house,
你也真的在神的面前感觉到神他的工作不应该因为人的软弱、因为人的小性而受到拦阻。
And if you feel God's work should not be stumbled by men's weakness or lack of faith.
那我们就要追根到底，打破砂锅问到底的心来寻求。
Then you have to go back to the root of the problem.
我们要来询问到底，神啊，你的工作能够完成吗
？And ask God, can your work be done?
我自己能够受到鼓励的一句话。就是主耶稣自己说的，我要建立我的教会，在这个磐石上，阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
One thing that always encourages me is what Jesus said: upon this church, upon this rock, I will build my church. The powers of Hades will not overcome it.
如果不是这一句话
，If it were not for this,
我老早放弃了。
I would have given up a long time ago.
我用不着，20年前放下我的职业。做一个全时间的工人。
I didn't need to give up my job 20 years ago and go into full-time ministry.
我用不着跑到中国去传道，像神经病一样。
I didn't need to go to China like a crazy man.
对，如果我不相信神说过的话能够实现的话，我犯不着 把自己摆在这个路上。
If I didn't believe what God said will become a reality, then I would never have put myself on this road.
就是因为主耶稣说了这句话，给我们有心的人无穷的希望。
Those who have a heart for it are full of, now full of hope.
因为这件事情不在于我怎么样，你怎么样，是在于他怎么样。
Because what matters is not what we do, I do, but what he does.
只有他做的能够存到永远。
Only what he does lasts into eternity.
人做的过几年就没有了。
What we do only lasts but a couple of years.
你永远记住，人做的可以做得很大。
Remember, you could do great things.
草木和谐都是一大捆一大捆的。
Wood, hay, and stubble come in big bunches.
对吧？金银宝石呢？上海话说，一捏捏，一点点。
Gold, silver, and precious stone are very tiny.
对吧？你没有看到金银宝石有这么大个房子的。
You don't see gold and silver and precious stone fill a house.
不会的。主做的是金银宝石的工作。
The work that God does is that of gold and silver and precious stones.
人的聪明智慧本事做的，不管你多大的本事，都是草木和谐的工作。
What men build based on their intelligence, no matter how great the intelligence, is but wood, hay, and stubble.
所以，我们就要去追踪主耶稣的脚踪。
So pursue the footsteps of Jesus.
看主在怎么做。
See what he does.
你跟着他去。
And follow him.
你就不会失望。
Then you will not be disappointed.
相信吗？
Do you believe it?
这是我们的主题，是穿上新人。
Again, our topic for the retreat is putting on the new man.
我们是不是穿上新人？
Have we put on the new man?
我们怎么样对付我们的旧人？
How do we deal with our old man?
对吧？所以这一些都是我们在主的面前需要找到答案的。
And these are questions that we can only find answer in the Lord.
但今天晚上，我要让大家每一个在座的，不管你是老基督徒，刚刚正在慕道。
But tonight I want all of you, what I want you to hear, whether you're a Christian for many years or you're just now seeking.
我要你解决一个最重要的基本问题。
I want you to resolve one basic problem.
就是这个生命的问题。
That is the problem, the life.
这个 Zoe life.
The Zoe life.
你得到没有？
Have you received that?
如果有，
and if you have,
后面所有的就有意义了。
Then everything else that follows it will have meaning.
如果你没有，
and if you don't have it,
你最多是一个文化基督徒。
Then you're just a civilized Christian.
Civilized. That's pretty cool. 你最多觉得耶稣基督的教训蛮不错的，可以救国救民吧。
You may believe in what he says being pretty good. It can save the world.
And save the country.
And save the country.
呀，很多的所谓的基督徒，他是想把耶稣的教训来救国救民而已啊。
Many people want to use the word of Jesus to save the world and save the country.
你是白费功夫了。
But I think they're working in vain.
因为耶稣基督的生命才是改变一切的根本。
Because the life of Jesus is the thing that will change everything.
神的工作只有从这一个点才开始。
And the work of God starts from there.
没有这个点，一切都是空谈。
Without it, everything else is in vain.
所以我盼望我们在座的每一个基督徒，每一个慕道的朋友们，你今天一定要紧盯着这一个耶稣基督的生命。
So for every Christian and every seeker, I implore you to focus on the life of Jesus.
这是亚当没有得到的。
That's the thing that Adam did not receive.
但是主说，你有一次机会来做选择，跟亚当一样。
But God gives you the same opportunity to choose.
你选择什么？
What is your choice?
生命树呢？
Do you choose the tree of life?
还是知识善恶树？
Or the tree of the knowledge of good and evil?
如果你聪明，
If you are smart,
你就拣选生命树。
You should choose the tree of life.
这是一切的开始。
That's the beginning of all things.
如果没有这个点，一切都是空谈。
Without it, everything else is in vain.
明天晚上我就要来让大家来思想这个神的建造的这个家，神建造的这个教会。
So tomorrow night we'll talk about God's household, His church in which He'll build.
我们怎么样来过一个肢体的生活
？And how we live a life of members to one another.
因为我们刚刚读的时候是，我们是同国的，也是同家的人。
We are fellow citizens and we're members of one household.
那么这个时候你就要注重我们彼此的啊。互相的建造，互相的搭配。
So we have to focus on building up of one another and a cooperation between one another.
但是我要能够达到明天的交通，今天我一定要 make sure 我们每一个人都有 Zoe life， 而不是你的老旧的 life。
In order to have tomorrow's sharing tonight, I want to make sure all of us have received a Zoe life and not just your old Adam life.
清楚吗？
That clear?
这是非常重要的一个点。
And that's very important.
我们低头祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的天父。
Our Heavenly Father who loves us.
我们实在感谢赞美你。
We thank you and praise you.
因为我们本来不认识你，也不要你。
Because we were a people who didn't know you and who didn't want you.
我们都是走在这迷失在这个世界里面的罪人。
We were sinners lost in this world.
我们的终局也不过就是死亡而已。
Our consequence is death.
但是主，你有一天来到我们的生命中，向我们来表明你自己。
But one day, Lord, you came into our lives and you shown yourself to us.
你说你爱我们。
And you said you love us.
你愿意为我们牺牲你的爱子。
And you're willing to sacrifice your son for us.
来拯救我们这些世上的人。
To save all of us who are lost.
主啊，你的这个爱我们永远没有办法明白。
Lord, we can never understand your love.
像我们这样的罪人，为什么配得来得着这么大的救恩呢？
And sinners like us, how can we be worthy of this great salvation?
但是主，你说你愿意。
But Lord, you are willing.
你实在是摆上了你自己最高的代价
you pay the highest price
来寻找我们这一些失丧的人
to seek the lost ones.
我们何等感恩
And we're so grateful.
我们何等有福
And we're so blessed.
今天我们成为神家的人就是因为你把这样的救赎大恩赐白白赏给我们
Today we can be called member of your household is because you have given us this great salvation.
我们为了这个恩典我们献上我们由衷的感谢
We give you thanks for this grace.
我们也为这在这我们今天晚上我们中间还没有得着这个生命的人祷告
And we pray for those among us who have yet to receive this life.
我们求圣灵今天向我们的中间的慕道的朋友做深入的工作
We pray for the Holy Spirit to do a deep work in those who are seeking.
让他们这次来到这个山上我们一同来寻求你的时候
as we gather the retreat to seek you together,
在第一个晚上我们就有一个诚实的祷告
that on this first night, they may have an earnest prayer.
我们能够向你说我是一个罪人愿意接受耶稣作为我的救主
to say to you that I am a sinner I'm willing to accept Jesus as my personal savior
你的宝血洗净我一切的罪
Your blood has cleansed all of my sins.
也你赐给我一个新的生命。
And you've given me now a new life.
让我能够成为神家里的儿女。
That I may be a child in God's household.
主，我们只有淡淡的仰望你来做这一件奇妙的工作。
So we look to you to do this miraculous work.
我们也为在座所有的基督徒祷告。
We pray for the Christians here.
主，虽然我们得救很多年了。
We have been saved many years ago.
但是我们发现我们的新的生命成长很慢。
But we discover how slowly our new life grows.
因为我们老旧的生命还是老是在那里作为我们的绊脚石。
Because our old lives continue to stumble us.
我们没有好好的来追求你自己。
We have not pursued you hard.
我们体贴肉体。
We cared about our flesh.
以至于我们的生命一直处在喝奶的阶段。
So that we are still babies drinking milk.
我们没有长大成人，满有基督的身量。
We have not grown to the mature stature of Christ.
主，我们愿意在你面前蒙你自己的光照。
Lord, we ask for your light to shine upon us.
也愿意在这一个时刻，我们向你悔改。
And Lord, we are willing to repent at this moment.
好叫我们的前面剩下来的日子，我们的灵命可以逐渐长大。
So that in the days ahead, our spiritual lives can grow.
我们这是求主这几天在山上的时间，求你遇见我们每一个人。
Lord, we pray in these few days that you would meet us.
让我们在这里的每一天每一分钟没有不是白白的过去了。
But each day and each moment is not passed in vain.
赐给我们一个饥渴慕义的心。
Give us a thirsty and hungry heart.
让我们愿意来好好的追求认识神。
That will give us willingness to seek you.
求你把这样的心智赐给我们每一个弟兄姊妹。
And we pray that you would give each brother and sister this desire.
好叫你给我们这伟大的生命可以真正达到你要得到的目标。
That the life that you've given us can truly achieve the goal you've set.
你能够真的住在你的子民当中。
That you can dwell in your people.
你得到你的国，你的家。
That you will receive your kingdom and your household.
你的身体。
Your and your body.
你的教会。
Your church.
求你听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Thank you.